Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees at Malda in West Bengal. Flags off country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train and four new Amrit Bharat trains. Prime Minister accuses Trinamool Congress government of obstructing central welfare schemes in West Bengal, says infiltration is the biggest challenge for the state. Mr. Modi says thousands of Bodo youth have given up arms and joined the mainstream after Bodo Peace Accord, holds roadshow in Guwahati, Assam, and attends traditional Bodo cultural program. World Economic Forum's latest survey reports India is continuing on its reform pathway by reducing restrictions on employment. IMD issues alert for very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh and dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. And in WPL cricket, UP Warriors beat Mumbai Indians by 22 runs in Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 3,250 crores at Malda in West Bengal. The Prime Minister also flagged off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains, marking a major boost to rail connectivity and infrastructure in the state. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, the campaign to accelerate West Bengal's progress has gained fresh momentum from Malda, with projects aimed at improving travel, trade and employment opportunities for the youth.
बंगाल की इस पावन भूमि से आज भारतीय रेल के आधुनिकीकरण की तरफ एक और बड़ा कदम उठाया गया है। आज से भारत में वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेनों की शुरुआत हो रही है। ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी। विकसित भारत की ट्रेनों ये कैसी होनी चाहिए, इस वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन में आप साफ साफ नजर आता है।
Mr. Modi said the train reflects the vision of a Viksit Bharat and showcases India's growing technological capabilities under the Made in India initiative.
आज भारतीय रेल आधुनिक होने के साथ साथ आत्मनिर्भर भी हो रही है। भारत के रेल इंजन, भारत के रेल के डिब्बे, भारत के मेट्रो कोच, ये सब भारत की टेक्नोलॉजी की पहचान बन रहे हैं। आज हम अमेरिका और यूरोप से ज्यादा लोकोमोटिव बना रहे हैं। दुनिया के कई देशों को पैसेंजर ट्रेन्स और मेट्रो ट्रेन्स के कोच का एक्सपोर्ट करते हैं और इन सब के कारण हमारी इकोनॉमी को बहुत लाभ मिलता है, हमारे नौजवानों को रोजगार मिलता है।
A key highlight of the event was the commencement of India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train, which will connect Howrah in West Bengal and Guwahati in Assam. It will enhance long-distance travel with modern amenities and greater comfort. The Prime Minister said that railway is rapidly modernizing with electrification, station redevelopment and over 150 Vande Bharat trains now running across the country, benefiting especially poor and middle-class families. New Amrit Bharat Express trains connect North Bengal with South and West India, strengthening links with Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Karnataka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress TMC government at Malda, West Bengal. The Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating it has reached a critical stage that is altering regional demography and local languages.
बंगाल के सामने एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती घुसपैठ की है। टीएमसी के नेता, टीएमसी का सिंडिकेट सालों से यहाँ घुसपैठियों को बसाने, उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है। पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है। कई जगह भाषा और बोली में फर्क आ रहा है।
Mr. Modi pointed out that while many wealthy nations are actively deporting illegal immigrants, the TMC government has failed to do so for political reasons. He linked this issue directly to the lack of employment opportunities for the state's youth. The Prime Minister also accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of obstructing central welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and the Jal Jeevan Mission.
यहाँ की टीएमसी सरकार बहुत ही निर्दयी है, बहुत ही निर्मम है। केंद्र सरकार गरीबों के लिए जो पैसा बेचती है, उस पैसे को यहाँ टीएमसी के लोग लूट लेते हैं। टीएमसी के लोग बंगाल के मेरे गरीब भाई बहनों के दुश्मन बने हुए हैं। उन्हें आपकी तकलीफ की कोई चिंता नहीं है, वो तो अपनी तिजोरियां भरने में जुटे हुए हैं।
The Prime Minister attended the Bagurumba Doho 2026 traditional Bodo cultural program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati today. On this occasion, more than 10,000 artists from the Bodo community performed the Bagurumba dance. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented development in the Bodoland Territorial Region, BTR, since the peace accord, backed by a 1,500 crore rupee package from the central government.
आज यहाँ जिस रफ्तार से विकास हो रहा है वो आपके सामने है। हमने बोडो कचारी वेलफेयर ऑटोनोमस काउंसिल का गठन किया। बोडोलैंड क्षेत्र में बेहतर विकास के लिए 1500 करोड़ रुपए का विशेष विकास पैकेज दिया गया। बोडोलैंड के लिए अलग वेलफेयर डिपार्टमेंट और बोडोलैंड एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव स्टाफ कॉलेज की स्थापना भी की गई। इससे बोडो समुदाय के कल्याण के लिए और बेहतर नीतियां बनाने में मदद मिल रही।
The Prime Minister said that the Bodo Peace Accord benefited the community immensely and thousands of youths have given up arms and violence and they've joined the mainstream.
2020 के बोडो शांति समझौते ने वर्षों से चले आ रहे संघर्ष पर विराम लगाया। इस समझौते के बाद हजारों युवाओं ने हिंसा का रास्ता छोड़कर मुख्य धारा को अपना लिया। समझौते के बाद बोडो क्षेत्र में शिक्षा और विकास के नए अवसर तैयार हुए।
The Prime Minister is on a two-day visit to Assam. Tomorrow he will lay the foundation stone of a development projects and will flag off two trains. More from our correspondent.
Today evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended Bagurumba dance performance in Guwahati, where over 10,000 artists from Bodo community performed. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over ₹6,950 crore at Kaliabor in Nagaon district at around 11 a.m. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movements of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. It will also enhance road safety, reduce travel time, and support growing passenger and freight traffic. During the program, the Prime Minister will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains, Kamakha Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Gomtinagar Amrit Bharat Express. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting at Kaliabor before concluding his Assam visit. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. South Asia remains the brightest growth spot among emerging regions, with India anchoring the outlook despite mounting trade headwinds. This is a key finding of the World Economic Forum's latest survey released ahead of the Davos annual meeting next week. The chief economist's outlook notes that India is continuing on its reform pathway by reducing restrictions on employment. It adds that AI adoption is surging alongside investments from US technology firms. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today discussed strengthening the India-Canada economic partnership with the Premier of British Columbia, David Eby. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the two sides discussed advancing trade and investment cooperation, exploring collaboration across sectors such as critical minerals, manufacturing, clean energy, technology, education, defense, and innovation. the government will be organizing PM Vishwakarma Hearts 2026, an exhibition dedicated exclusively to artisans and craftspeople under the PM Vishwakarma scheme starting tomorrow in the national capital. The exhibition will be inaugurated by the Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Jitan Ram Manji. The PM Vishwakarma Heart 2026 aims to celebrate and showcase the country's rich heritage of traditional craftsmanship. We have a report.
The exhibition aims to provide a prominent platform for artisans to exhibit and market their handcrafted products to national and international buyers, stakeholders and the general public. More than 117 artisans from all states and union territories across the country will participate in the event, making it a pan-India representation of diverse traditional skills and crafts. The exhibition also seeks to enhance market access, improve visibility and create sustainable livelihood opportunities for beneficiaries of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The representatives from the foreign missions have also been invited to the PM Vishwakarma Heart 2026. The event will culminate on the 31st of this month and will remain open to the public from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. During his visit, Mr. Shah visited various stalls and interacted with publishers, writers and visitors. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan was also present during the visit. The 53rd edition of the World Book Fair will culminate tomorrow. Maruti Suzuki will establish a massive new vehicle manufacturing plant at Khoraj in Gujarat with an investment of 35,000 crore rupees. An investment letter exchange ceremony was held in Gandhinagar today between the Gujarat government and Maruti Suzuki India Limited in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The weather agency also forecast dense fog conditions at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The IMD has said that cold wave conditions are expected in East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Odisha tomorrow. The Punjab police, in close collaboration with central agencies, has unearthed a cross-border arms terror module in the border district of Pathankot today. Police have recovered 3 AK-47 rifles, 2 foreign-made pistols and 78 live cartridges on an intelligence tip-off. Moving on to sports, in Women's Premier League WPL cricket, UP Warriors defeated Mumbai Indians by 22 runs at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. Chasing a target of 188 runs, Mumbai Indians could manage only 165 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, UP Warriors had scored 187 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl first. In another match today, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 167 for Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the same venue. Delhi Capitals were all out for 166 in 20 overs. Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to bowl first. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 239 runs for Bangladesh. Put into bat first, India were all out for 238 in 48.4 overs in the rain-affected Group A match in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. The match has been reduced to 49 overs due to rain. In reply, Bangladesh were 90 for 2 in 17.2 overs when rain stopped the match. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bowl first. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees at Malda in West Bengal. Flags off country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train for new Amrit Bharat trains. Prime Minister accuses Trinamool Congress government of obstructing central welfare schemes in West Bengal. Says infiltration is the biggest challenge for the state. Mr. Modi says thousands of Bodo youth have given up arms and joined the mainstream after Bodo Peace Accord. Holds roadshow in Guwahati, Assam and attends traditional Bodo cultural program. World Economic Forum's latest survey reports India is continuing on its reform pathway by reducing restrictions on employment. IMD issues alert for very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh and dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. And in WPL cricket, UP Warriors beat Mumbai Indians by 22 runs in Navi Mumbai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.